from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey is officially under a drought watch this morning. You're being asked to voluntarily conserve water. Environmental Protection Commissioner Sean LaTourette says voluntary water conservation now can help avoid more serious restrictions in the future. In addition to voluntary water restrictions, the New Jersey Forest Fire Service has implemented Stage 2 fire restrictions. That means all fires in wooded areas are prohibited unless in an elevated prepared fireplace, elevated charcoal grill, or stove using electricity or a liquid or gas fuel. That means no campfires or fire pits. A teen's killer is found guilty resolving a notorious cold case in Central Jersey.
In 1999, a Sayreville High School senior went missing. The body of Nancy Noga was found 5 days later. The 17-year-old's killer remained at large for over 20 years until the arrest of Bruce Szymanski. A jury has now convicted the Barnegat man of murder, felony murder, aggravated sexual assault, and kidnapping. The 52-year-old faces up to life in prison when sentenced in January. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Hopes for a ceasefire in the Middle East are coming to an end as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vows to press on with the wars in Gaza and Lebanon. On Thursday, President Biden said now was a good time for a Gaza ceasefire following the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar on Wednesday. Netanyahu said late Thursday that Sinwar's killing was a milestone, but vowed to continue the war in Gaza. To the north in Lebanon, Hezbollah has vowed to escalate its fight against Israel. A statewide program called Farm to School is giving more New Jersey students access to Jersey fresh fruits and vegetables while in the classroom. Under the program, school districts collaborate with in-state farmers to have access to over 100 local options.
Not just to improve students' nutrition and to provide them healthy options, but, you know, it's also about nutrition education opportunities, showing them where their food comes from.
Rose Chamberlain with the State Department of Agriculture says over 500 school districts have some sort of farm-to-school involvement. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How is the weekend shaping up? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. About 60% of New Jersey is now officially in moderate or severe drought. Last month and this month have been one of the driest stretches of weather ever recorded in New Jersey. Fire dangers elevated too, so outdoor burning a very bad idea for the foreseeable future. For more on our drought watch here in New Jersey, check out nj1015.com. Now, of course, dry weather is pleasant weather. It's a very nice day, sunny and dry. Temperatures return to seasonable levels today with highs 65 to 70 degrees. We are wrapping up a round of coastal flooding along the Jersey Shore this morning. Clear skies and chilly temperatures tonight, lows in the mid-40s. And tomorrow will be sunny and mild. Great start to the weekend with highs around 70. More sunshine and even warmer on Sunday, highs 70 to 75. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now, we've got 52 degrees in Scotch Plains. It's 56 in Belmar. May's Landing is 52. Weather made possible by Greenleaf Pet Resort. Their Halloween costume parade contest is back. Treats, Halloween fun, and a chance to win a $300 Visa gift card. They have two locations, October 23rd in Oakhurst and October 24th in Millstone. Check out Greenleaf Pet Resort on Instagram. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.